Welcome to the audiobook Hashtag Tata Stories, 40 timeless tales to inspire you. Written by Harish Bhatt, narrated by Mala Mangla and Anuj Datta.
Introduction, the first story. This is a storybook with a difference. It contains many inspiring stories which are wide-ranging in their scope, all of them drawn from the history of the Tata Group, a remarkable institution which has a legacy stretching back more than 150 years. Tata is the largest Indian corporate house and one of the most visible India-headquartered conglomerates in the world. Over 700 million consumers across the world use Tata products and services because of their consistent quality, enduring appeal, and the trust that Tata is privileged to have earned over the past 15 decades. Dancing across this long arc of time are thousands of beautiful, astonishing Tata stories, many of which can inspire and provoke us, even move us to meaningful action in our own lives. These stories bring to vivid life the extraordinary longevity, vibrancy, and success of Tata. But at their essence, they are simple, moving stories of great teams, men and women, which hold deep lessons for all of us. But there is always a first story, and this is the story of why the Tata Group exists. The story of Jamsetji Tata. The story begins in a small one-story house in Navsari, a town in Gujarat, in the western part of India. Here, on 3rd March 1839, a son was born to Nusarwanji Tata, who came from a Parsi Zoroastrian priestly family. This boy was Jamsetji Tata, founder of the Tata Group. When he was 13 years of age, Jamsetji moved to live with his father in Mumbai. He studied at Elphinstone College there and developed a deep love of reading. His favorite authors were Charles Dickens and William Makepeace Thackeray, and he also enjoyed the humorous writings of Mark Twain. His books provided him a wonderful window to the world. That window expanded even farther when he joined his father's firm. Then, in 1868, he established a private trading firm with a capital of 21,000 rupees. That was the start of the Tata Group. A few years later, in 1874, he founded his first major industrial venture, the Central India Spinning, Weaving and Manufacturing Company Limited at Nagpur. This venture is popularly referred to as Empress Mills. Empress Mills was an extraordinary endeavor, and it also revealed this young man's future promise. He was convinced of the benefits of long-stapled cotton as the best raw material for these mills, and therefore devoted a lot of his attention to improving the cultivation of cotton in India. He also quickly and confidently invested in new manufacturing innovations, such as the ring spindle, which substantially improved the output of the factory. Thus, Empress Mills soon became a very profitable enterprise. But mere profits were not the real reason why Empress Mills was so special. Here, in the 19th century, when human resource development was an unheard-of concept, Jamsetji Tata introduced a gratuitous pension fund for the workers of the mills in 1887. This was the first of its kind in the country. In 1895, he established an accident compensation scheme for workers. In 1901, he introduced a provident fund scheme for his workers. This was the first time ever in India that this concept had been introduced. Each of these schemes, devised specifically for employee welfare, were pioneering innovations in Indian industry, which established a new way of doing business. Speaking in 1895, he explained this new way: "We do not claim to be more unselfish, more generous, or more philanthropic than other people. But we think we started on sound and straightforward business principles, considering the interests of our shareholders, our own, and the health and welfare of our employees, the sure foundation of our prosperity." Nation building and pioneering. Jamsetji Tata soon applied this same philosophy to every business he established. Businesses should strive hard to be profitable, but they exist to serve a larger need, that of the community. As he expanded the canvas of his activities, the meaning of community expanded to envelop the entire nation. The love of India soon became the driving force of his life. This deep and abiding love led him to conceptualize India's first integrated steel mill, the country's first grand luxury hotel, and an Indian University of Science Education and Research. He set out his vision of creating an organization where the community is not just another stakeholder in business, but is, in fact, the very purpose of its existence. A vision that has remained the guiding North Star for the Tata Group. The Tata Trusts are the best illustration of how this philosophy has been put into action. For the past 125 years, they have contributed consistently to the community, investing significantly in education, health, livelihoods, art, and culture. These public charitable trusts own 66% of the equity shares of Tata Sons, the parent company of the Tata Group. As a result of this unique ownership structure, a significant proportion of the profits of Tata Sons flow to the Tata Trusts, which in turn invest these funds back into the community. In the words of J.R.D. Tata, who was chairman of the Tata Group for over 50 years, this ensures that what came from the people has gone back to the people many times over. If giving back to the community has been the guiding North Star, pioneering new enterprises has been the restless ship on which Tata has sailed towards this horizon. Since inception, the Tatas have pioneered multiple businesses which are important to the nation. India's first integrated steel plant, India's first major hydroelectric power company, India's first commercial airline, the company that put India on the global IT services map, the first indigenous Indian car, branded iodized salt, which changed the way India consumes its food, branded jewelry, which has transformed one of the country's largest markets, and many more. These pioneering businesses, each of them relevant to their day and age, have pursued excellence in their respective industries. They have served important consumer needs even as they have upheld principled corporate behavior and contributed to the communities which they are part of. They have constantly fueled the Tata ship for over 150 years. And continue to do so. Tata Stories. From these strong and unique pillars of pioneering and nation building come the fascinating stories that are narrated in this book. You will find in these pages many stories from the life of the founder, Jamsetji Tata himself. You will also read stories that come from later decades when the group was steered by his successors, including Sir Dorabji Tata, J.R.D. Tata, and Ratan Tata. You will also discover stories that involve many other legendary Tata leaders, including Lady.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?